Greetings from Jerusalem to the proud people of Iran. Your leaders forced a 12-day war on us, and they lost miserably. They lie through their teeth, but on rare occasions, they tell the truth. A few days ago, the Iranian president said, "We have problems with water, electricity, money, and inflation. Where don't we have a problem? There won't be any water in the dams by September or October." He's right. Everything is collapsing. In this brutal summer heat, you don't even have clean, cold water to give your children. Such hypocrisy. Such disdain for the Iranian people. To live like this is not fair to you. It's not fair to your children. But I have very good news. Israel is the number one recycler of water in the world. We recycle 90% of our wastewater, and we lead the world in desalination. We know exactly what to do, so Iran can also have plentiful water. Almost a decade ago, I opened a Telegram channel in Farsi to teach water management to Iranians. 100,000 Iranians joined almost instantly. The thirst for water in Iran is only matched by the thirst for freedom. So here's the great news. The moment your country is free, Israel's top water experts will flood into every Iranian city, bringing cutting-edge technology and know-how. We will help Iran recycle water. We'll help Iran desalinate water. And what would that look like? Just imagine water skiing again in the Karaj Dam with your families. Imagine walking hand in hand with your partner next to the bountiful river in Farakhzad, which is now completely dried up. Imagine the parched trees in Yavaran and Darband getting as much plentiful water as the trees in IRGC strongholds. Imagine restoring the once stunning Urmia Lake in the northwest of Iran. Well, all this is not a dream. This can be your reality. But instead of making this a reality, your dictators impose tyranny and poverty upon you, just as they impose war on us. For 46 years, you've been denied the most basic human rights, the right to express yourself freely, to write, speak, sing, whatever you please. I have here the books of Iranians, impressive Iranian dissidents who write the truth and speak the truth, but it's published outside Iran. Such repression, such cruelty. You, the descendants of Cyrus the Great, you deserve much more. You don't deserve leaders who flee the country while you suffer alone during a difficult war. Neda and Navid could have brought Iran glory and gold. Instead, they are killed and banished. So much money has been burned to hell. The tyrants of Tehran preferred sending hundreds of billions of dollars, not to you, to Hamas, to Hezbollah, to the Houthis, instead of funding your hospitals, your schools, and your roads. It doesn't have to be this way. I urge you to be bold and brave, to dare to dream. Take risks for freedom, for your future, for your families. It's worth it. Take to the streets, demand justice, demand accountability, protest tyranny, build a better future for your families and for all Iranians. Do not let these fanatic mullahs ruin your lives for a minute longer. And know this, you are not alone. I stand with you. Israel stands with you. The entire free world stands with you. The tyrants of Tehran, so cruel, so callous, so cowardly, they won't last long. You know that. History will record that. Soon your country will be free. Water will be plentiful. Your economy will recover and thrive. Your children will be joyous and carefree again. As our founding father, Theodore Herzl, said of the Jewish state, if you will it, it is no dream. And I say to you, if you will it, a free Iran is no dream. Now is the time for action. Now is the time to fight for freedom. Iran, Bariyeh, Irani.